From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setters, our fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo's our news director. Kevin Hurd does something up in the corner office. We're not sure what, but those are some of the key players here at WKOK. Well, we have a genuine celebrity on the line now. Jamie Hynoski's here from Wise Markets. She's been talking to people up and down the coast to make sure that everybody knows about the Fight Hunger program that's getting underway. Jamie, you hail from, hidden in Northumberland or Columbia County, I believe. Good morning.
Good morning. I am in Sunbury.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Very glad to talk to you. And are you well? Are you holding up throughout all of this?
I am. I'm doing great. Working from home, but it's going well.
Well, good. Well, thank you so much for checking in. Jamie is Community Relations and Event Management Specialist at Wise Markets, and we're going to talk about the Fight Hunger program at Wise Markets, but let's start to set the scene. What are you hearing? What are the reports that you have that indicate that food insecurity is a growing issue and is very real right now?
Right. So as the COVID-19 crisis continues, and you've seen the long lines at food banks on the news and everywhere we look, you know, it's really starting to threaten people's livelihoods. And there are many more people in our region right now who are struggling with food insecurity. And, you know, there are a lot of local community organizations who are working to provide those critical resources. And as a grocery retailer and an active member of the community, we really feel it's our responsibility at Wise Markets to not only serve our customers, but to also help those in our community who are in need.
When the need goes up, how do you find that out? What's the barometer at a Wise store on 2nd Street that indicates that the need is growing? How do you find that out?
So we have contact with those regional food banks that are in our market area. So we talk to those people. We have phone calls with them. You know, they're letting us know, hey, we need these items. They're always making orders from us, picking up food at some of our stores. So, you know, we have that constant contact. So when the need is high, you know, we definitely know that.
Well, we are familiar with the Fight Hunger program in general. Tell us about this program that you typically see in the fall.
So this is our 13th annual Fight Hunger program, and you're right, we normally run this in the fall in September for National Hunger Action Month, but this year we've moved it back because of COVID-19, and we see the high demand at the food banks. And according to Feeding America, we have 1 in 8 people, or 50% of those are children, who are struggling with hunger. So it's a really big issue in our community, and you know, we're just trying to do our part to help those we can.
Right. Well, this is, I have a very simple brain, so I always think it's complicated, but it's relatively simple. Explain the steps that you can take if you wish to help the Fight Hunger campaign.
Sure. And we make it really easy for our customers if they want to join the fight and, you know, stop hunger with us. At checkout, they can round up their grocery order. So all you do is round up to the next whole dollar. You also can purchase a $1, $3, $5, or $10 voucher, which will help support families in need in the community. And if you're doing your shopping online right now, you know, you can go on to wisemarkets.com, and there's an option to make a PayPal donation.
All right. Explain how you can purchase a grocery bag.
Okay. So this is something new we've done this year. We decided that since there are, you know, certain items that the food banks are in high need of, those high demanded items, you can purchase a pre-filled bag. So what you'll do is pick up a slip that we have in the store, take that to the register for $8, and then the food bank will receive that $8. They'll place like a bulk order for those items, and they'll get more food versus the monetary piece.
All right, so this will be a pre-filled bag, but you're just going to pay for it at the register, and then that becomes a part of this. Explain how the campaign really is not just, it is a sort of a phased-in thing in the fall, typically in the fall, of course, now you're doing it again now. But really, we see Wises all over the local food banks. I mean, I personally have volunteered at Elijah's Bowl in Sunbury, and of course, there's tons of things that get donated to there and to other local food pantries around here. I guess I just want you to explain that Wise is really trying to be generous all year round in a couple different ways.
Absolutely, and it is something that we do all year round. You know, fighting hunger is a big issue in our region, and right now more than ever, which is why we bumped the program back a few months so that we can help those who are in need. But, you know, it's just an ongoing effort. It's something that we continue to do to support our local community organizations. And supporting, you know, those who are in need.
Okay. And where does it go? One final question. Where does the donated money or food go?
So those donations will benefit regional food banks in our 7-state market area. The regional food banks will use the customer's donations to support their local communities. So basically, if we're giving the dollars to the regional food banks, the local food pantries are still benefiting from that. Because it will trickle down. If those food banks need a specific item, then those regional food banks know that they can get them that item with those monetary donations.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jamie. I really appreciate the information. We'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation?
No, just stop in, make a donation. A dollar goes a long way. So join the fight.
All right, will do. Thank you so much, Jamie. Thanks for calling in today. Very much appreciated.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And that is Jamie Hynoski, Community Relations and Event Management Specialist at Wise Markets. You can donate at the checkout by rounding up your grocery order. You can purchase a $1, $3, $5, or $10 voucher to help support families in need. You can also buy one of the pre-packed Fight Hunger grocery bags for $8. You don't actually have to get in touch and move and handle the bag. You just pick up a slip that says you're going to do that. And then that X amount of food gets added to the donation barrel and to the overall donation. So Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and Elijah's Bowl, those are the two that I mentioned, but Wise Markets, of course, way out front in all of this. WiseMarkets.com, the place to go for more information if you are interested in helping out. 13th annual Fight Hunger campaign at Wise Markets.